See that Rochanan takes it even a step deeper than we've discussed in the past. The sugya that we're up to is that the Mishnah says Al Pi Eden, Va'Al Pi Eden. L'chaira, every chiyuv moment is Al Pi Eden. Hamoitz mechaver ol veraya, classic raya with edus. So when the Mishnah says Al Pi Eden, the Gemara says there must be another chiddush over here. Gemara says Prat lemoide beknas. That's what Tosafot referred to earlier, that even though we may not be mentioning knas in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah may not include Karen, and if the Mishnah includes Karen, it could still be Palganiskim Amoina. And that's what the Tosafot said before, that the Mishnah includes Kololim, and that we're not yet necessarily necessary for the Mishnah until now. So Prat lemoide beknas, or alternatively we could say that the Arba Oves Nezikin are only a subgroup of Rabbi Avo's Oves Nezikin, and Rabbi Avo's Oves Nezikin include Knosses. So the Mishnah gives us the principle that some of the Chiyuvim that are part of the Oves Nezikin, those that are Knosses, so they have to be established Al Pi Eidim. Prat Lemoide B'Knas V'Achar Kach Bo Eidim. If the mazik, the ma'anes, the mefata comes to Beis Din and is moide b'kenas, and subsequently Edom come and corroborate the Edom. So the our mission is being mechadish to us that it has to be exclusively al pi Edom when it comes to kenas, and if the chiyuv of the mazik, of the ma'anes, the mefata, the person who's hiring, who damages an eved, if any of those are accompanied by edus, accompanied by a haidah, then they're potter. Ha nichel amanda omar moide b'kenas v'achar kach bo edim potter. Ella lemanda omar moide b'kenas v'achar kach bo edim chayiv ma'ikul ameymar, seifa isrich lei b'nei choyren u'b'nei bris b'nei choyren l'mu'utei avodim b'nei bris l'mu'utei oibdei gechobim. So Gemara says in Achanami that the Alpi Edim, according to the Manda Omar, that moide b'kenas v'achar kach bo edim is chayiv. So the LP Edom is just introduced, that we're going to discuss explicitly which Edom can be good Edom. All right? Tosfos, the bottom of the Amud, says Rumoida bekenas veloibo edim kalala yisrich the masnisni bim ruba. Dal piatsmi potter le shach toni vodim afarish ein marach shom yesevit mukan. So why doesn't the Gemara take the easy way out and simply say moida bekenas potter? Why does the Gemara go for the advanced din of moida bekenas viachar kach vo edim? So the Taisa says because moida bekenas potter is explicitly in the mission in ruba. And even though the Gemara said before ton of ahodim mefarish, nevertheless that only makes sense if the initial record is shorter than the subsequent record. But if the initial record is as long as the subsequent record, so instead of saying al pi edim, so you might have not spot there three words, three words. So it doesn't make any sense to say, well, this is this is just a remez for a mission later on, when the remez is as long as the halacha. So therefore, the Gemara could not say this is a record for Moed B'Kenas. It must be a record of Moed B'Kenas Potter, according to the one Abiyachar Chbo Edom. Right? Ayotzim he calls that. So the din of Moed B'Kenas, so that we know that's the din of Asher Yerushi and Elikim, that a kenas must be imposed by a beis din. Good, not by a Yidah. What happens about moide b'kenas v'yachar kach vo edim? So why don't we say that in that case, when should be chayv saka a machlekes? What's the basis for that machlekes? That's what we're going to discuss this morning. Tosfos refers to the Mishnah in Meruma, in Meruba, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Gonav al Pishnayim, a person steals. And the theft is reported by two Edim. The Tovachu Machar al pi Eidechad al pi Yatzmai. And he self reports that he shechted the animal or sold the animal. So Mishalem Tashlume Kefel Ve'ena Mishalem Dalad Vehei. So the Mominus and the Kenas that is being imposed upon him because of Eidos, he has to pay. But the Knas that would be imposed upon him only because he self-reported, he does not have to pay that. Why? Because Moideh B'Knas Poter. Gemara says, Ki Osu Eidim Mechayim Lafukim Et Rav Huna Omar Rav. The Amvun Amarab Moideh B'Knas V'Charkaf Mo Eidim Potter. Gemara then says, Eisvei, that was Rab's din. So Rav Chisda asked Rav Huna, Ma Yisib Rabbim Gamliel, Shesimos Ein Tibi Abdei. But Tibi Abdei was a favorite Eved Kenaini of Rabbim Gamliel. He thought that he was a person of very, very high measure in Avodas Hashem and Yerushalayim. Simos ein tibi avdei, and something happened, and Gamliel caused the blinding of one of the eyes of tibi. V'hoya sameach simcha gedoyla, and Gamliel was very excited. Motzaleil Rav Yeshua. Omar le iato yedei shetibi abdi yotza lecheirus. The halach is the person misame einesh le'evid kenayni, the evid goes lecheirus, tibi abdi became a ger tzedek. Awesome. What is the chiyuv asay to continue to maintain the shibur of an evid kenayni? Right, v'snachalta v'aisam, can't let an evid kenayni go free. So here you had tibi abdi that was b'derech aliyah. He was chayv in mitzvahs ki'isha. And Gamliel thought he would make a fantastic Jew. But there's a mitzvah say, v'snachaltem. Something happened, and Gamliel's mesami einoi. So now he's mechuyav to set Tibi free. And when an Eved Kenani becomes meshuchrar, it becomes mechuyav b'mitzvahs ki'yehudi. So Gamliel said, we have a fantastic thing now. Another fantastic Jew was added to Klal Yisrael, right? So, Yisameach Simcha Gedoyla. Omalei Loma, Omalei Shesim Visi Es Einoi. Because something happened, and I brought about the declined vision in one eye. Omar loy ein bidvarecho klum shekvar ein loy edim. So Yeshua says being meshachman evid kenayni is a knas. He was mesamei einoi. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him a knas. Right, and the knas is he has to let the evid go. But there's no chiyuv to let the eved go over here. Shekvar ein layedim. It's either you're mechuyev to keep the eved or you're mechuyev to let the eved go. There's no gray area in between. Either it's a mitzvah nachalta moysel nechem, that one's mechuyev to hold on to an eved, and if one lets an eved go inappropriately, it's a bit lasei, or one's mechuyev to let him go. So if Yeshua says to Ben Gamliel, he's not meshuchmer. Why is that? Ein le'edim. Gemara says, so let's understand this conversation. Hoyesh le'edim chayev. V'shaminon mino moide b'knas v'achar kach mo'edim chayev. So Ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua said, he has no edim. Right? He didn't say, you were moide b'knas, no matter what happens now. He has no edim. Lo yitzer have edim. Okay, then I'll join the party, right? He was Simcha Darla. He was making a party. He was making a simcha. He invited it's like a bar mitzvah, a new gadol, a new Jews added to Klal Yisrael. Maybe they even had a sudas mitzvah. Maybe because that is a mechuyev oisa. For all we know, that's not just some simcha. Doesn't mean he was. It means lechor might mean he was a. Like a simcha, a chiyuv simcha, like a simcha, you have a bar mitzvah. There's mechuyuv to be, so Yeshua gets the invitation. He says, what's going on over here? So Yeshua says, if you have Edim, so then I'm coming, I'll RSVP, I'm part of the simcha, I'll give it to Russia. But if there's no Edim, there's no simcha, there's no party. So the Gemara is medayik. If Yeshua's RSVP was, if you have Edom, I'm coming. What do you mean, Edom, I'm coming? Even if you have Edom, it's a Moed of a Knas, v'chakach mo Edom. So why does Yeshua say, if you have Edom, I'm in? He should have said, no party, not coming. There's no shichur. That's the Gemara's diyuk. So from here we see that if Yeshua paskin, Moed of a Knas, v'chakach mo Edom is chayim. Omalei shining mercy, not a raya. It's not a raya. Shining of Leo the loybif neves in oidi. Not a raya. Because there was really no haidoi yet. Because the haidoi that is not in front of a bezin is not a haidoi. Stumbling over to somebody telling him a story, that's not haidoi. Haidoi means I go to bezin and I incriminate myself. But if it's some story, it's not an incrimination, not a haidoi. So Rabbi Yeshua was saying, if you have Edom, you're going to have to let him go free. So the Gemara says, this is not a case, this would not be a case of Moideh B'Kenas V'Achar Kach Mo Edom. Rabbi Yeshua was saying, nothing's happened yet. If Edom will come, all right, then there's a party. But it's not a raya to the principle of Moedah, or to the machlokes of Moedah. Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshua, Avbezin Avi. What's what he talking about? Yeshua was an Avbezin. So Rabbi Yeshua, why didn't Yeshua take, he had just taken the Haidah. So Gemara says, no. Simple answer. Shlevi Bezin Avi Koi. Yeshua was only an Avbezin if he was Avbezin. He wasn't, the court was not in session. But Tanya Amarlo Ein Berecha Klum Shekvar Hodisa My Lav Tanoyi. Right, the Gemara says that there was another record of this conversation. Right, one record was no Edom. So then we were able to be Medayik. The Gemara says Diyak's not a good Diyak because no Haidah. Okay, so we finished that record of that conversation. We have no Raya. We don't know what happened to TV Avdi at the end of the story. Right? I mean, we know that... we don't know. Apparently, he would not have gone free. Right? But Tanya, there's another record of the conversation, and there where Yeshua says to Gamliel, doesn't respond by saying, there were no Edom. He responds by saying, you were a moideh, shekvari disa, my love, tanoi, So Shekvar Hidisa sounds like there's nothing we can do right now. Even if Edom come, there's no party. Right? So this diyuk is a good raya that if Yeshua holds Moide beKenas v'achar kach bo Edom, that there's no chiv. Hay tana de Omar shekvar ein lecha Edom, sovar Moide beKenas v'achar kach bo Edom chayim. Hay tana de Omar shekvar deisa sovar Moide beKenas v'achar kach bo Edom poter. Gemara says, now we can even explain why there were two versions. Because when the Surah was being told over, so those who held Moed B'Knas HaKav HaKavayim told one version, and those who held Moed B'Knas HaKavayim as Chayav told a different version. Gemara says, not necessarily so. Why is that? To Kuleyalma Moed B'Knas HaKav Bo Edim Potter Bo Hokim Ifugay Hai tana sovar shekvar ein lecha edim, sovar chutz lebezen havei, v'ach tana d'omer shekvar edesa sovar bebezen havei. That was machlokes of what the actual story was. When Rabbi Gamliel came to Rabbi Yeshua, was he in session or not? All right. So yoytzim mikol zeh. The Gemara has a conclusion. Either the conclusion is that there are two versions. There's a machlokes in the Mishnah Shavuos, which is still maintained in our sugya in Bava Kama. A machlokes moide b'knas poter, moide b'knas v'achar kach bo'edim machlokes. Alternatively, our Gemara says no, moide b'knas v'achar kach bo'edim is poter. The two versions are two versions based on different ways of a different issue. Whether Rabbi Yeshua was in session when Rabbi Gamliel came and reported to him. Our sugya on Yudalid Amud Beis says a similar, our Gemara also wants to leave the issue open. Our Gemara says, if you hold Moed B'Knas V'Achar Kach Bo Edim Poter, that's why we have it's recorded in our Mishnah. If you hold Moide b'knas v'achar kach moide mischayev. So then you learn that our mission is just an introductory phrase. All right. Hayoytzim mikol zeh amachloikas tanoa mishvus moide b'knas l'chol yam lo poter moide b'knas v'achar kach moide machloikas. Good. What's the hezbra machloikas? So last Thursday, we explained that a chiyuv kenas only happens al yedei beizdin, right? That was, the Rav explained, that was the pshat in the previous line, that when it comes to chiyuv kenases, that we would require musmachim. In other words, the reason why chiyuv kenases, they were not mechayev kinosos by a bezim bizman hazeh, could be understood to be that it's because there's no chisor in kis, and it's in milsav leshchicha, and that was challenged by some of you, that sometimes there is a chisor in kis. So the Rav explained that the reason why we were not mechayev kenosos now is because we need musmachim. Why do we need musmachim? Because in this particular case, when it comes to a kenas, the bezin are not acting as administrators; they are the ones who create the kenas. As long as bezin is acting as administrators, so then there is no Iser, even if there is no Iser in Lifneichem v'loy Lifnei Adyoites. Because the role of the Edom is to simply rearrange to make sure that you get the money from the from the nignav, from the ganav. In the particulars we're discussing, just to make sure that in fact the ger does what they're supposed to do. So in that case, the Rav explained that the lifnechem v'lifnei yoytos was only a din of kovid, and when there aren't musmachim around, so the din of kovid is not in place. All right. However, when it comes to knas, so then the beis din is creating the chayv. All right. That's the same thing as saying moideh b'knas poter. I have to go to a beis din to impose the chayv. Without the beis din, there is no chayv. Right. That's, when it comes to mammon, my obligation to pay back a monetary obligation is because I did a ma'aseh gneiva, I did a ma'aseh hezek, I did alvah. Beis din has to administer the appropriate repayment. However, when my chiyuv tashlumin is not because of a ma'aseh which I did, a person is masik zev nechayv shloshim. So that's not because of the mice which he did. In other words, the debt is not, apparently, if the debt would be because of the mice which he did, then he wouldn't, it wouldn't be a set amount. But he pays kefil, pays dalet v'hei. It's not mumanistic. So that knas, by virtue of the fact that we say moideh b'knas poter, that means that the beis din is creating the chayv. I cannot create the chayv. All right? So far, so good? Now we have a machlokes. What about if edim are available, but they show up after my hoida? Can edim create the chayv after hoida? Or does hoida, is it ma'akev? Once I'm moide, basically can never create the chayv. That's the machlokes moide b'knas poter. So the classic interpretation that is one of my favorite mochanans. So some of you have heard over time is that Moide b'knas v'yachar kach bo edim means that the knas can never be levied after a person is moide. The knas needs to be created by the beis din. Right? So this idea is usually developed based on a gemara in Makkos, the very beginning of Makkos. Number one. Amar Rava Bo Shnaim Va Omer Bechad Vishaba Orag Ploini as a Nefesh. Ubo Shnaim Va Omer Bechad Vishaba Imonu Yisa. Afilu Omer Erev Shabbos Horag Ploini Nerog. My time of the Idna the Kamis Adi Gavra Lav Marka Tolu. Vechain the Indian Tashlume Knas. Kosu Vatais Visham. Abu Vade the Indian Moment Gishami Idin Bechad Vishaba Gonav. Ubo Shnaim Va Omer Shaber Shabbos Gonav Vachad Bishaba Yimono Yisem Vaday Ein Mishalman Momen. He Bishaita De Mesade Ganva Baruch Yuva. Tosfos makes the following distinction. At the background of the Gemara is that if the court case on Monday, right, two Edom come in and say that Reuven stole money on Sunday. And then on Tuesday, two new Edom come and say, Imonu Ayisem. Right? So, Edom Zoyman, no Edom Zoyman. No? Moshe Chaim, Edom Zoyman, right? So on Sunday, two Edom said, Reuven stole $100. He's going to Makkos now. He's chazing Makkos now. Okay, good. So, and on Monday, two Edom say, that Reuven, that Imanu Yisem, No, Gavaldi, classic Edom Zaymimen. The Gemara says these two, the Edom Sundays, Edom are chayv to pay $100. Good. Now, what happens if the Mondays Edom say, Imonu Yisem, but we know that you stole $100 on Friday? So, Sundays Edom say that Reuven stole $100 from Shimon on Sunday. Mondays Edom say that Sundays Edom imonu v'yisem, but we know that Reuven stole $100 from Shimon on Friday. All right. So are they Edom Zomer or not? Are Sundays Edom Zomer? So Tosfos says, "Vaday le'inyan momen kishemi eden the v'chad b'shav ganav." Then the Edom Zomer do not pay. Why? Because they were not being mechayev somebody to pay something that he wasn't chayev to pay. So even though they came to Beis Din, even though the halachas of Edom Zomer say imanu yisem, they are automatically Edom Zomer, but it's only they're only Edom Zomer if they were going to be machayev v'chiyev. Vasis v'lo kasher zomam lasois. Not kasher zomam lasois. This guy is a ganav. Lesman de polig, he stole. He's chayev to pay $100. Torah says that Vashi voices like you have to that you have Heshiv significant, you have to return the gezel. As of Friday, he was mechuyev to return the gezel. When the two Edom came in on Sunday, they were not being mechadesh any chiyuv. So when the two Edom come in on Monday, the two Edom and they say Sunday's Edom are a bunch of shakronim imar oyisa. But you should know Reuven is a ganav. Because we saw him steal on Friday. It's a Shem Shabbos. He wouldn't steal on Shabbos. Right? But on Friday he would steal. Right? So they were not Mechadish Shechiv. They didn't try Mechadish Shechiv. They tried to get a guy who was high of $100 to pay $100. That's not Edom Zomer. Hold the question for a minute. What would be Edom Zomer meant? Zem would be if, let's take the easy case and then the more sophisticated case. If Sunday's Edom say that Reuven killed Shimon on Sunday, Monday's Edom say Sunday's Edom imanu v'yisem, but Reuven killed Shimon on Friday. No, our Sunday's Edom Zemimim. No. Yes, why?
Because at the time that
he wasn't killed. Why? He killed Reuven on Friday?
Yeah, but he wasn't in court, he wasn't considered.
Okay. Hold a second. So now let's take one more step and then we'll take the question, okay? So now we say, what about Kenaz? Reuven stole on Friday. Right? So now he was Chayev, Karen, and Kenaz. Maybe not. Again, Reuven stole on two Edom come in on Sunday and say Reuven stole on Sunday. Monday, two Edom say the Sunday's Edom imanu yisem, but Reuven stole on Friday. So now, do we have Edom Zomimin? On the Gezel, no Edom Zomimin. How about on the Knas? The gavra la bar ktolihu, v'chein the inyan teshulmei kenas. V'chein the inyan teshulmei kenas. Afilu omr erev Shabbos harug ploni ne'erogin. So Tosfos says, legabe the karen. Did not Edom Zomer, he was chayev since Friday. But legabe the kenas, he wasn't chayev. So Edom Zayman are Mechayivim Kenas. So then they would have to pay the Kefa. So the Tosfos, the Gemara is pointing out to us. Tosfos is just clarifying for us that the Chiyuv Knas is like the Chiyuv of the Nefashis. The Chiyuv Knas does not exist until Beis Din adjudicates the Knas. The Chiyuv Mamon does exist. My Maisa Gezel creates the Chiyuv Mamon. It does not create a Chiyuv Knas. Alright? So this is a corroboration of the idea that Moideh B'Knas Potter means that the Chiyuv Knas is not a Chiyuv until the Beis Din mandates it. All right, this is usually referred to as Rabbi Akiva Eger at the beginning of Makkos, then Daf Hei. And then one more aura, and then Tosfos says, and I'll be another Raya. Because Rabbi Gamliel said was making a party, so he freed. He was misamei enoi shel tibi, right? Why did Rabbi Yeshua say you cannot? The eb is not going free. Why did Rabbi Yeshua say it's up to you? Why did he say he did a maisa? And the knas is that TV can go free. So why didn't Rabbi Yeshua say, look, if you want to be Yetzi, Yuchi B'dei Shemayim, so let him go free. You make such a party, you want him to go free. So Beis Din can't force you because you were Moida. But there is an obligation to let TV go free because you have a kenas. Why didn't he say, if you voluntarily want to let him go free, why not? That what? There's no chiv to let him go free. Kenas wasn't chal because he didn't go to Beis Din. Right? Lu Yitzur, a guy once said, I want to be a tzaddik, I want to pay kefil. No, he's throwing money away. He's not being a tzaddik. There is no chiv b'dei shemayim to give the knas, right? That's the next step. Rabbi Chanan is saying that you see from the halacha of Edom Zoymimin that unless the Beis Din is mechayev, there is no chiyuv knas. Maybe there should be a chiyuv b'dei shemayim for the knas. Maybe I open up chumash and I say it says pay twice, so Beis Din can't get out of it. Moedivik, I come to Beis Din and I say I'm a ganav, I stole. Here's the object. And the Torah says that a Beis Din should pay, that a Ganav should pay kefil and pay kefil. So Beis Din not chayav to pay kefil. I say, I know I'm not chayav, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu says in Chumash I have to pay kefil. So Beis Din would say, no, you're not chayav. It's not kefil. You're accomplishing zero. Give the money to the local yeshiva. Sponsor Yosef. But don't give kefil. You feel bad, give machir. Give whatever you want with your money. But don't think that this is a pasuk in Chumash. When Rabbi Yeshua got the news that Rabbi Gamliel was Meshachre Tibi Avdai, so Rabbi Yeshua said, there's no party, he's not free. Why didn't Rabbi Yeshua say, not bad? He's not mechuyim to have him go free. Beis Din is not aware of it. But there is a pasuk in Chumash that says that an eved goes free when the rav is misamayim. There is a pasuk that says that when eved is getting abused by his adin, Torah frees him. So we can't get the eved from. You can't force it. There's no eved. There's no Beis Din. But klapei shmaya. Why don't you want to do your obligation? So says Rav Yochanan by Stachos in this Gemara. There's not even a chiyuv klapei shmaya for a kenas. It's not a keem in the pasuk. Alright? So now, again, what have we done? We've advanced our understanding of knas, but we said that the Rav pointed out based on Moide B'Knas Potter. So we pointed out as a Tosfos, Rabbi Kiveger points this out. And then Rav Chanan goes a step further and says that you see there's not even a Chiyuv Bidei Shemayim. Okay. Yoni, good. Really?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Effie, Prime?
It was something side issue.
Okay. Effie?
Are we splitting the knas so much to the extent that in the case where there would be a chiyamamun but not a knas in the Eden Zomim case, that the Eden Zomim would have to pay the guy that they're
testifying
about, the Karen
Benathic Nas? Lachari, good. So how have we explained to Rabbi Chanan in the past, or to Rabbi Chanan's classic Rabbi Chanan? What's the Hezbar Dover? Right? So one level is without a Haidah, there is no Chiyuv. No, so why is it that Moideh B'Knas V'Achar Kach Bo Edom is Potter? Why can't the Edom be Machayev after my Edom? Why can't the Bezin respond to the Edus? It's a Machloikas. What's the Nukudus of Machloikas? No, go ahead.
I was understanding this.
Yeah?
When we read it later, I thought it said that when you do the action, you're Chayev right away.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically, like
the vehicle
to enable you to have a knas. Like, you can't pay it because you don't have a knas yet.
So that's what we're going to.
That's what was in Ost, like, Dalam, Hay.
Correct.
So that point that you just made is he's going to overturn?
He's going to explain a little bit better.
Like, that should be Kiv Eger's kind of point, no? That you're only chayiv in
Basin,
and there's nothing. You don't have anything unless Basin does it.
Right.
But I thought Rav Chanan said that you're actually chayiv right away, Basin just the vehicle is chayiv.
Okay, a little bit different. So the way that Rav Chanan is usually presented is that a kenas is an onesh. It's not retribution, because otherwise you'd have to give the exact amount. And part of the knas is being forced to pay the knas by Beis Din. And if Beis Din is not forcing you, then that's not the knas. Knas is having to go to the Beis Din and having three dayanim, three respective rabbanim, grill you and force out of you that you're a ganav, and therefore and censure you, yell at you. This is not the way the Klal Yisrael functions. We not give you a drush on bitochen and make you feel terrible. Right? But if my chiyuv knas is not pulled out of me by a Beis Din, if I don't come into the Beis Din like a tzaddik, saying, he's talking about, I never stole, and I wouldn't do such a thing. And then the dayanim bring in two edim, and they make me feel so embarrassed and so ashamed. That's knas. That's the oynish. That's the kapar. But anything less than that, not an oish, not a knas. I come to Beis and I say, I'm a Baal Tshuva. I stole on Friday. I feel terrible about it. I should have never done this. I'm being moide. No, so Beis say, we can't, there's no knas we can give you. Pshat and Kefel is not that you pay double. Pshat and Kefel is that the Beis Din embarrasses you and you feel so minimized in front of two dayanim. Ad kirei kach, the Yadim, the basis says we want you to know how it feels to be to lose $100. See, pain kefa. We want you to know what it means not to have your behemoth. See, pain dollar behe. But it's not stum that I have to compensate. So moide bekenaz, once I was moide, even moide bekenaz v'achar kach bo'edim, I cannot do the kefil. I cannot do the oynish. Hakosav v'dor. Cannot be accomplished. So since the chiyum l'chayra, this is what Eli is pointing out, l'chayra is chal al yedei beizdin, and in this case, the oynesh akosav b'teira cannot be accomplished anymore. So therefore, there is no chiyum knas. Kodesh Baruch Hu, at a different time, a different place, will do what he has to do. The guy will have an oynesh, the guy will get kapara. If he's zeich, he'll get his oynesh kapar in this world. If he's not zeich, he'll get there in the Olam Hamas. He's not going to go because Baruch Hu take care of it. Yishdin, yishdain, yishdin. The particular approach that Kesh Baruch Hu designed for him is not possible to accomplish anymore. It's not shayach. Guy comes in front of the base, it's about tshuva. Look, Kesh Baruch Hu earned him. Ain't to make a whole outward. We give him covered, respect him. We say, we're going to be pukke nefesh. So what do you yell at him? We're going to yell at him that he wasn't a varia. He's a good Jew. He did tshuva. We're all nechshav. So he can't get that kapar anymore. Says Rabbi Chanan, but that's not the umkus in. You have to go deeper. Why is that? Because it's not entirely correct that there is no chiyuv till Beis Din levies the din. Easiest way to access this idea is a rush that we're going to learn. One of the reasons that we're doing Daf Yedal and Daf Tesvav is to get to this rush. So it's a little bit the cart before the horse, but you gotta do it. The rush points out in Daf Tesvav that we know there's a din that loy gavinin kenosis b'bavel, right? That's what we were learning on Thursday. He can't be gave a kenos without a beis and a smucha. Correct. Good. What happens if a person's teifis the kenos? Right? 2020, you open the first, 2019, you open the first siman shulchan aruch, chayshim mishpat aleph, you look through it and you say, my case is not here. Right? You say it's not a chisaron, it's shchicha, it's gan veshor veshor. Right? Hezke shor veshor. So it's not in the menu of what Bate Dinim do. Now he goes, so therefore he says, no, what am I going to do? I go to Simon Beis of Shechon Aruch, Simon Gimel, the Simon of Don Inish Dinil and Avshe. And I say, okay, this is my Simon. Simon Aleph doesn't help me out. Because no Beis Din will adjudicate in this case. I forget Simon Gimel to Adalin. That if somebody owes me money, Beis Din can't help me. Don Inish Din L'Nafshe. No, that's my Simon. I go and get it. Fine. Now, what happens if a person steals from me? I get the object back. While I get the object back, does he know what? It's not possible in Chomish Kefil. It's coming to me, Kefil. Right? Money's right over here. I'll take Kefil. He's Chayv Kefil anyways. Not only that, he says, Dalit Behei. He stole my shore. I got my shore back. At the same time, I'll take four cows. The guy's not watching. Okay? What's the din? I was toifis my knas. So the Rosh says, itofas loy mafkinamine. Now I get sued. The ganav gets sued, right? Why? Because the nignav gets sued. The victim gets sued. The ganav brings the nignav to Beis Din. He says, "Emes v'nochin adover I stole. Emes v'nochin adover that the guy took his object back. But he took keifa. But I went to yeshiva also. He's not a chayiv in keifa. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Marcus, the fame, you know. He's not a chayiv in kenas. I get my kenas back, right? He says he took dalad v'hei. This is Bavel. This is Chutzlaris. There's no smuchim now. There's no basin right now. Hayah chutzpah. It's one thing that he took his animal back, but another three animals. So Loima Basin says, we're not goyve kenasis, and we don't retrieve kenasis, right? That's the machlekes we're going to discuss when we get to daf tesvav. So the Rosh says this din of that we're not mafkinen kenasis minei, that is a din de raisa. Why? Because he holds the machayim leim. Because he says, you really are chayim to give him the kefil. So B'chanan says, but isn't that against what we just said? Didn't we point out a Tosfos in the Makos that says he's not a bar chiyuvim kefil? He's a bar chiyuvim geneva. So how can the Rosh say that he is a bar chiyuvim when it comes to the kefil? Then Rabbi Chanan brings another kasha to this yisoid. B'shili shviyas. B'shili shviyas, he says, at the end of shviyas, right? Seventh year comes, any money which I owe gets wiped away by Shemitah, right? So Reuven was ma'anes a woman. He's made to shame around a woman, he's chayev, he did 50 shkolim around the shkolim. But he never went to Beis Din. So the Gemara says that Shviyas is, according to one man, the Omar, is Mishamed. Shviyas removes the chiyuv. Going to one man domer. So Choron says, what do you mean removes the chiyuv? The chiyuv wasn't chal yet. If I had gone to Beis Din before Shviyas came in, and they were machayev me, nope. So then I owe the money, and Shviyas takes it away. But I haven't gone to Beis Din yet. Reuven steals money at the very end of the 6 years. Right? So he's chayev, and then Lu Yitzuyer, he'd be schlepped into Beis Din before, well, Shemitah is really, we pass in the Shemitah is mashma at the end of Shemitah, but let's not get that involved right now. So the end of 6 years, he steals money, he gets schlepped into Beis Din, Beis Din says, you owe the Nignav, Karen, and the Oem Kefil. Halacha is that when it comes to the Machlaik, is whether Shemitah will wipe away the Chi of Kefil. They owe money, Shemitah takes care of Choy. Says that the Rosh points out that according to one man, the Omar, even if I have not come to Beis Din yet, Beis Din Shemitah is mashmit the kefil. So Rabbi Chanan says that would sound like that I am chayv to pay kefil even before Beis Din gets to me. So that's the Rabbi Chanan's refining of his chiddush. He says that even though at first glance it sounds like that the chiyuv kenas is not incumbent upon anybody until Beis Din is mechayiv, because it's not the maisa that I did which is mechayiv the kenas, it's coming in front of Beis Din and being embarrassed, and part of the embarrassment, part of the shaming is that they're telling him chayiv. Rabbi Chanan says, but I have a few rayas the other way around. Raya number one is the Rosh, who says that if I am Tefes Knas, Beis Din will support my Tvisa. And one raya is that there's one mandam that says that Shemitah is Mashmit a Knas even before Beis Din was imposed upon me. So Rabbi Yochanan says, and which way is it? What's the din? Is it the Maisa Machayev Kenaz, like the Maisa Machayev Achoy, like the Maisa Machayev Hashavas Geneva? Or is the Bezin Machayev, like Chiyev Nefoshis, Chiyev Misa? So Chanan says it must be both. That if you hold, must be that the Maisa is Machayev that Bezin should collect it from me. The Maisa is Machayev $1,000, Machayev Kefel, but to be collected in a very specific way. And if I'm able to intervene that that money cannot be collected in a specific way, then I'm not chayiv. Right? So it must be the chiyuv azchal, the chiyuv kefil azchal, but the chiyuv kefil with a specific condition. A chiyuv kefil, that will embarrass me. A chiyuv kefil, that will bring me in front of dayanim, and they'll call me out on being a Russian. A chiyuv oynus mefata, which will be collected not through a maisa of tshuva, but while I'm still in avaria. So, Rav Chanan says that's pshat. That's the machloikas of moide b'kenas v'yachar kach bo eidim. Moide b'kenas v'yachar kach bo eidim. If the chiyuv of kenas is that the Torah says the chiyuv is only chal such that it can be extracted via Beis Din. So once I'm moide b'knas, so the schiyuv cannot be extracted by being extracted by my hoydah. This being extracted after I became a Baal Tshuva ready. So that's not the knas ha'ksuva b'Torah. If you hold that moide b'kenas v'achar kach bo eidim, then it means if Beis Din's only corroboration of the event is through my haidah, then Beis Din is then Beis Din cannot kiviyochel access the chayiv that I have created. But if Beis Din has Edim, so then since the chayiv is there, they can be moitzi with Edim. Does my kfira, is that part of the chayiv of Beis Din? Does Beis Din have to, in order for the onus to take place, does Beis Din have to call me on the kfiras moment as well? Right? If you hold moide b'knas, this is what the lashon of the Rambam is. That's why Rav Chanan says it this way. If moide b'knas v'achar kach bo eidim is chayav, so that means that moide b'knas itself is potter, means that if the only way of accessing the knas is through my haidah, then Beis Din is not going to access it, potter. The Torah doesn't allow them to take it. On the other hand, if moide b'knas v'achar kach bo eidim, sorry, that means if moide b'knas V'achakach bo'edim is potter. That means that Beis will only collect the money if I was a koifer as well. A koifer meaning if I deny that I ever did it. So, it's a knas for doing something wrong and denying it. If I never denied it, then they won't collect. If moideh b'knas v'achakach bo'edim is chayav, that means that my ma'is is mechayev the knas, and it was mechayev that the oynish should take place al yedei Beis Din, and therefore the oynish can still be extracted. One of the reasons why with this way of looking at knasos, again, what is it? That it's a knas which my ma'is created, but has to be extracted by Beis Din. So the reason why I think this is a, besides that it puts all the Mekoris together, is that it's consistent with an idea which you find in some Rishonim about Knossos. That we mentioned on either Friday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday, that Knossos do present a chiyuv that the person inflicted. Right. For example, the Dalet Vehei is the best example. According to one day in Rashi, the Dalet Vehei was opportunity cost. The man lost the usage of the animal. So it means that in that case, Kenas means that the Torah is being Mechayiv you for something which it would not normally be Mechayiv you. Normally not Mechayiv for Groma. Normally only chai for the hezek that you inflicted. But the groma, the fact that you caused that they will not use the animal several days, that's a groma. Here the Torah is being chai for groma. So it is, it does represent a real loss. It's just a loss the Torah doesn't go through on. So therefore, this approach of Rabbi Chanan, take the case of Einis and Mefata. The Ma'anes, the Mefata, has to pay for Nezek. But in addition to Nezek, he now created a woman who's going to get a smaller ksuva. So he has to compensate. Now, creating a situation where one gets a smaller ksuva is a groma. Not normally a chayef, but it is a form of a hezek. It's not stam plucked out of the... Right? If you say, Palga Nezek Kenasa. So it's true that I am not being held responsible because stam shvar mecheska shimur. But I did cause a loss. So the Torah holds I'm not normally held responsible for this loss because who could have expected it? But I did cause a loss. So you see that kenosos very often are compensation. Even the Knas of Kefil. The person lost the object. The person also, sometimes the person has already made plans to replace the object. Sometimes the person is suffering because they don't have the object. So paying Kefil could be a compensation. So even when we have a Knas, it's not necessarily an amount of money that only represents an oynish, that only represents a deterrent. Very often it represents a compensation. So that's what Rav Chanan is pointing out. He's saying that on one end we have a set of mekoris that say that the chiyuv kenas was chal already, even by the maisa, shmita, those who hold that it's mishamit. Those of all the tfisa works, that means the chiyuv was there. On the other hand, we have makaris that say there's no reason for a begilil to let the eved go. The edim zaymimin were mechayev, a person who was not bechlal chayev the kenas. So how do you put the two together? So he says the emes is a kenas was already obligatory because of the maisa. And I would add, because sometimes the knas means that you are giving compensation, but a compensation that the Torah doesn't usually insist on. However, this particular compensation was supposed to be exacted by Eden, by Beis Din. It was supposed to be, if I deny it, that the Rambam's lashon, not kfira, kfira v'chiyah. If I deny it, so then I get called into Beis Din for being a non-compliant ganav. And then Beis Din gets to extract it from me. That's the knas ha'ksuv b'Torah. So that's why the mice is machayev it, but I need Beis Din to exact. And the moment I come, I do ahidah, so then Beis Din is not shoving out of me. Question is, whether the ahidah is a poiter, or the ahidah is not a machayev. If the ahidah is a poiter, it means once I present myself as being a baal tshuva, then Beis Din can no longer exact it. Or is it that the haidah can be a machayah? That's the machlokes of moed b'knas poter. V'achar kach bo later. All right. Good.
For b'chanan.
Yeah.
Basically, it's kind of like you disable Beis Din during machayah, but you're still chayav b'nei shemayah, right?
So b'chanan would say, it sounds like he would argue that you're not chayav b'nei shemayah.
Because you did a ma'aseh, which is machayah b'knas, but Beis Din's not able to be machayah b'knas then.
So okay, so let's again. So go ahead, yeah.
So you really chayav knas, but Beis Din can't do it. And Beis Din can't enable you, let's say, to fulfill your obligation to pay the knas. So you're still chayav in some other way, we just don't have the tool to be able to actually pay you the money.
So okay, so that's what we'll come when we discuss tefisa, so we'll come back to that nakuda. Alright? But Eli's pointed out that we left open one nakuda. That the is there a chiyuv b'dini shemayim to take care of knasos? So I would tend to agree with what Eli's saying. We'd have to explain why Rabbi Gamliel was not mafkir avdoi b'dini shemayim. Well, there is a different reason. There is probably because there's a chiyuv of misnachalta. Right, so I would tend to agree with what Eli's saying.
But for B'kiv Eger, there is no chiyuv b'dini shemayim at all, because there never was a chiyuv knas.
I'm not sure. Right, I'm not sure. Because you may say that there was a chiyuv b'dinei shemayim, but since it would always be b'dinei shemayim, it's nothing that Adam Zimmerman. Since it has to happen through Beis Din, so the Adam Zimmerman tried to make this happen through Beis Din. So, you may accept this also. All right, where there's a gavra mechui, but it may be b'teres Beis Din, not a p'dei shemayim. All right, l'chayr that nekuda is the machleik is whether e tafsin and ganvin goyim minay or not. All right, Yonim, okay? Yeah, Rachman, we're good. I find this one of the most for me. One of the most exciting Rav Chanans, because it gives you an insight into the way one can look at various acts of Beis Din. That the act of Beis Din is part of, it's not that, again, it's the idea that Beis Din aren't just administrators. That's what Rav was pointing out. Beis Din is part of the actual field. If the pachad of having three older agonim, three Yerei Shemayim, three people you respect, so the idea that the Beis Din are part of the mechayev, right, and as opposed to the Beis Din being the ones who just have to rearrange the money. Okay, tomorrow we'll go right there into the lachas from Adam.
The way it was explained, it sounds like it's also.